traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
All right, I'll give it to you straight, guys. Here's the deal. George's
no way.
Logan's trash right now. I'm just gonna be honest. Dude. This show is gonna be a disaster, dude.
Happening. Why are there
no one here?
Caleb, we've been shooting the podcast.
Bro, we were just ramping.
Are you high? We were ramping.
Daddy,
huh? Are we rolling?
Yeah, you guys can go whenever.
Well, we're
what?
Going.
Wait, what? Wait, are we? We've been rolling.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I said
you just said that.
I was checking the camera.
Yeah, see, there now he rolls back on.
It was rolling the whole time.
Yeah, so it's like we could use different angles if you want to.
Well, I would say some that right now. Oh, everybody's a tough guy until they say it's going on the camera. It's
actually me. Timestamp clap.
3, 2.
No, that should good. That should work.
Yeah. All right, rolling whatever.
How much of that should we use?
Well, I think we can use as much of it as we end up wanting to.
Use the amount that won't end our careers.
Good call. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world, sort of. As you can see, this isn't our typical studio.
It's nice.
It's nicer than our typical studio.
It's nice, dude.
We're at the Poker Go Arena Stadium.
Good to go, boys.
Well, thanks for starting, man. It's almost like we started the
What do you mean?
Show,
what do you mean? Right? Why would you give us a thumbs up now?
No, we're all good.
Have we been good?
Yeah.
I don't believe him right now.
Are you drunk?
Are you
No.
You know what I do like about this set? And it's the only time I've ever been able to say this. I can do this right now. And I'm still on the show. Yeah, can we pull up the weather report for Minnesota, please? As you can see, there's a high pressure system.
And the other part is, oh, wait, this is what you just said. You can walk around, you not have to stick to the mic.
Let's roll it back. Let's shoot, reshoot. No, let's go. Lots going on, guys.
So much.
This is gonna fuck the vibe up. I'm telling you, this is weird because, dude, I'm in the middle doing this swivel chair thing and we're not facing, it's not conversational. It feels like we're presenting, but also there's telescopes pointing at us. The cameras in here are, I swear to God, the lenses are this big and they're this long and probably 10,000 pounds each.
If you've seen the meme, this is exactly what we are, right?
We
have been diminished from the number one podcast in the world to a meme of 3 12-year-olds talking about Fortnite on a couch in their parents' basement.
So we are here in Las Vegas. It's all true. The rumors are true. And we're here because, okay, so y'all know I'm working on some stuff. One of the things that I'm working on is Zero Gravity Flight. We did a Zero Gravity Flight today.
Bunch of friends gone to have good times this weekend.
Yeah. So we went up to 32,000 feet, and the plane did what's called parabolas, a bunch of ups and downs, dipsy doos, and it simulates weightlessness at, I believe, the top of the parabola.
I still do not understand the physics behind this whatsoever. Somehow they're going up really fast and then stopping going up really fast makes you float.
Yeah.
I have no idea how it happens exactly.
Sounds
but we
like
were
Newton's law. Whatever is in motion stays in motion.
Is it possible that he's actually in his joke correct?
Yeah, I am. I know I am. Smoking weed does a lot, man.
So he smokes a little bit of weed, becomes a fucking physicist.
This is so scuffed.
What do we do?
This is so scuffed.
No, but look, no, I still don't understand the physics, but point is we floated. You've seen the videos of the Zero-G experience. It was honestly fucking incredible, and you'll see what we do with that. But yeah, it was a great time. Sucks that you didn't come.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have done it, to be honest with you. I don't think he would have done it. Because I talked to him.
Well, after I heard about what it does, I'm glad I didn't come. I get sick in the backseat of a car.
But you thought I didn't invite you.
Well, because I muted the group chat. These guys talk about important things and very, very not important things. And so, like, there's a lot more not important things. And it's just, like, weird, like, hey, I just scratched this and it smells like this. And then memes for, like, 30 minutes. And I'm like, bro, I don't need to be in here. So I mute. But I muted you guys a long time ago.
Yeah, I know, bro. Because I was like, hey, guys, I'm doing Zero G in Las Vegas on the 5th. Like, you're all invited.
You could have texted me in a regular thread and be like, yo.
No, because it's all we were talking about, bro, for 2 weeks. You muted the group chat. The most you muted your friends.
But well, not all of them.
They were the butt mates, bro.
You selectively silenced certain people in the group.
No, I'm just kidding.
You can't do that.
No, but I'm upset. And we had a great time. Honestly, probably one of the coolest experiences of my life.
We have to talk. It was so much more in depth about it. First and foremost, there were rules before you go on this plane. It's a 737. It's a massive plane. People get scared of flying on an airplane, just flying, taking off, driving, flying straight through the sky and then landing. This plane literally was going up to 30,000 feet. Someone would scream out, starting the pool!
Yeah, no, on the pool.
And they were on the pool, and the pilot would jack the fucking thing back, and the plane would go literally up a wall.
Yeah.
And at that moment, for like the next 30 seconds, you were under 2.5 G's of force, and your body weighed 500 pounds. Well, I weighed 500 pounds, so like 1,000 for me. And you couldn't even lift your legs, you couldn't lift your feet, and then, as we talked about, something magic happened, and you start floating.
Yeah, it's really incredible. It's the closest thing I've seen to levitating. Like, because they would do a reverse pull as well or something where then you could shoot everything up from the ground and everything at one point would just like levitate.
Do you know what the negative was?
Your organ?
No, nosediving. The plane was nosediving.
It's so funny how you can't even tell. You can't tell what the plane is doing because there's no windows. And also you lose your orientation, which was horrifying.
Yeah,
I almost broke my neck on one of the first ones because I flipped and you have the sensation of flipping, but you don't flip with the velocity that you think you do. You know, right. You have no momentum unless you push off something. And so I forgot which way was up and which way was down. And they told me that would happen. And I almost like nailed my neck because as you know, when it levels out, everyone just fucking drop.
We'll be after this commercial break.
The thing about it is there's just no.
What did you just say?
We'll be after this commercial break. All right, I'll give you some straight, guys. There's the deal. George is high as fuck.
No, wait.
Logan's trash right now. I'm just going to be honest with you. This show is going to be a fucking disaster, dude.
Wait, bro. What's even worse? No, bro. Listen, stop.
We can switch chairs.
No. It's the 300th episode.
Fuck, let's get the shit out of here.
Bro, it's the 300th episode.
Yay! 300. If you were watching this episode hoping, guys, it's episode 300, I'm sure they got a great guest. You fucked up, man. Because we got nobody except for High George and Trash Logan.
So not only us.
We're not even here.
It's
the lights are on, but no one's home.
I feel like we did that a disservice, huh?
We've done the Zero G?
No, it's our 300th episode, dude. Like this podcast is everything, yeah. You know? Yeah. I've been doing this podcast for a while.
Oh, you have? How's it been for you?
No, I'll be, Mike.
I'll be sure.
This is what I'm saying.
Got it. Hard to hear with no headphones.
I know, even though I'm sitting next to you. Shout out to Poker Go Studios for letting us shoot here. But 300th episode. The guys, obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, why? But if you are, appreciate you. We love you guys. This podcast is a staple of my life. I consider it my spine, and I have so much fun sitting down with my friends and getting to chat shit. And maybe sometimes spread a positive ripple effect that we can very clearly see when we travel. When I go out, I'm always meeting people. Yo, Impulsive, love, you guys, love the podcast, yeah. Way to go, this is my favorite episode. It changed my opinion about you guys. And it's just really cool as a creator to have an outlet where I can come and be a version of myself that is 100% me. And that's here, and it's a safe space for me, and I have it with my best friend. So, Impulsive episode 300, thank you guys for watching. Thanks for watching this episode of Impulsive. We will see you next time.
That's it.
Yeah, imagine he's giving that speech, but he's like really smacked. He's like, yeah, anyway, so guys.
What the? Who's drunk now, Mike? Who's drunk now, Mike?
You fucking bitch! Ha ha ha.
smoked it.
Yo, notice one thing I'll say really quick. Look at David's non-expression. He literally just is expressionless. He doesn't crack a smile. He doesn't laugh. He just sits there just completely neutral to anything that's happening.
How did I fall? I was standing.
That was weird. I watched it happen. I don't think it was fake.
No, how did I fake my fall?
We went to F1. I didn't talk about this. Formula One.
Also didn't get invited to that.
Don't tell me
that was in the group chat.
It's all in the group chat, George. Literally, I actually had this thought.
No!
All of it. Why would it not be? It's the group chat.
Well, it was NASCAR, so I was
How dare this fucking guy?
It's not NASCAR.
It's not about left turns, Georgie.
Well, it's definitely not about right turns.
It's about both.
He's stoned.
You're out of your mind, dude.
Hey, okay, first of all, let's talk about serious topics. Asshole.
What? It's a serious topic.
Get a little too serious.
You threw it in at bat. It's all about
time.
Did
you
want
to go that serious though?
No.
Should we bring David on?
No. What were you gonna say?
Okay. Do you guys remember that story when I went to Tanner's house and he had a Ouija board in a room that I was like, yo, I feel something dark's in here.
Yeah. I remember that.
Dude, I have a story. Okay. I have a part two.
Okay.
But Tanner and I, after my 30 day of me no smoking, right? Go to his house. I actually wasn't even gonna go to his house. I was at my house. He calls me and he goes, yo, I can't believe this is gonna be one of my last nights. And I go, wait, what? And he goes, yeah, I'm selling the house. I go, what the fuck? I go, bro, we have so many memories there. I'm like, I'm jumping in my car right now. We're gonna have a boys' night. We're gonna hang out there and just tell stories about that house. Give it a good go, goodbye. Whole night, bye, 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 bye. And then I realized, if that demon's in here, he knows this is my last night here. So I'm smoking, and obviously when you smoke, you get a little paranoid. I'm sleeping, bro, beat tired. He just goes into his bedroom. I'm saying a prayer in my heart. I swear on my girlfriend and my relationship. Everything I'm telling you right now is literally exactly how it happened. I'm laying there, and I just hear like feet. You know, like when you have no socks on.
Like when a duckling walks across the floor.
Exactly, but running.
Yeah.
Like somebody sprinted past
on me. Hardwood?
No.
Carpet.
No.
Carpet sliders on.
No. No. What is the other thing?
The ghost wanted to have fun.
Carpet and tiles. So very tiles, distinct
tiles,
noise.
Tiles. It's gotta be tiles.
Tiles.
Runs. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck was that? Mm. So I go, Tanner, because it was 100% somebody ran by me. I go, Tanner, he in his room. I hear him go, what? And I go, oh, fuck. And I get up and I get so scared. My legs can't move because I know it's in this dark area.
Yeah.
And so I get on my phone and I call my girlfriend. Call her one time, doesn't ring. Call her on FaceTime, doesn't answer. Just to pause this moment, the day after, when I was telling her the story, she goes, George, you never called me. And I showed my phone, none of my calls went through. Not one of my calls went through. Soon as it hit 3 o'clock, the loudest like gunshot sound goes off in this dark corner, and I sprinted to Tanner. And I was like, yo, I'm leaving this house right now.
Wow, you heard a gunshot noise at 3 a.m.?
On tiles?
But by myself. In the...
You should stop smoking weed.
Yeah, I think it's over for you, man.
You're being weird, George.
What the fuck is this problem?
You're being weird, George.
Can we please bring David on?
No, why? To say what? You're gonna...
What?
This kid's a loose cannon. Watch. David, come here.
Do I have to leave?
No, you're good. Just sit the next couple of minutes.
Say something, Dave. Hey, welcome back to Impulsive, the 300th episode. I got Shake Shack coming.
It's actually pretty fire. Thank you, Dave. We interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. Ladies and gentlemen, today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek. Live events are finally back, and we're excited. SeatGeek is the absolute best place to buy tickets, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, concerts, MMA festivals. SeatGeek puts tickets from all over the web in one place to make buying very, very simple. And they rate every ticket from 0 to 10 to make sure you're getting a good deal. Green means good, red means bad. I've got a hookup for you guys. Use the code LOGAN for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with the promo code LOGAN. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app. Back to the...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right.
The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Program. Can I talk about F1 for a sec?
Yeah, go for it.
I actually didn't debrief here. We got the privilege of attending F1 with some friends of ours, and met some amazing people. Such a great event. Shaq DJ'd afterwards. DJ Diesel, huh?
Yeah, he's a big DJ.
And good too. I was vibing on stage. You saw me. I was a little fucked up.
Yeah.
With my Polaroid, just
not surprising.
Hopping, dancing around, you know. And I was watching this race, this F1 race, and looking at these super young drivers, kids who have dedicated their lives to just becoming the best at this sport, and oftentimes they represent a big brand or an entire country, and they're so loved. Like, I think F1 is one of the most expensive sports in the world, they say.
Somebody told me it costs $1 billion to get a team in F1.
It's insane.
Sorry, it doesn't cost $1 billion. You have to have $1 billion net worth and be able to prove that to start a team.
Interesting. And the cars cost like $30-35 million.
Money,
yeah. And it's like go-karts on steroids, on more steroids. And
it's a lot of steroids.
I was watching these kids compete, and bro, fucking Lewis Hamilton. Lewis Hamilton just leading the pack for most of the race. He didn't end up coming first, but this guy is been dominating this sport for so long. He's the GOAT of F1.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, like, every single time it's just Lewis dominating, and like, why? And the competitive side of me started looking at these guys going around these turns and going, shit, I wouldn't mind driving fast going around turns.
Did you just lead this up so you go from boxing to NASCAR?
It's not NASCAR, dude. Yo, I'm gonna slap the shit out of you.
Wait,
it's not fucking NASCAR.
Hold on, what's the difference?
You skipped six things. Boxing, not straight to NASCAR. Boxing to being the generation's most impactful artist. President of the United States, and now the number one F1
champion. Nah, bro, because I was watching Lewis, and he's good. I'm sure he drives pretty fast, but.
Are you already talking smoke?
I mean, no. Oh, I don't know who says that, first off.
You already talking smoke? You should have just stuck with weather, man. I could have sent it over to you and talked about the high pressure system over Wisconsin.
I texted Jake. Let me actually read what I said to Jake.
Is it about me?
Nah, man.
He's so hot.
Nah.
How are you supposed to be a Christian?
Why are you so sweaty, bro?
I get sweaty with the lights, the heat. You
look guilty right now. What'd you do?
I'd rather not say. What are you talking about?
Lost all the money you ever had.
Oh, I
Vegas.
I did. Vegas has been very rude to me. Vegas has been very rude to me, man. We were talking about this last night, the idea of touching the stove. And you know, they say, well, he's got to touch the stove. I have touched the Vegas stove more times than I can count.
Yeah.
And yet I still keep touching it.
You just don't learn, huh?
Nah.
Me either.
I know. You lost as well last night.
Yeah. It's no big deal.
Would you say we're losers?
Join the club, brother.
Nice.
I have these problems in life. There's some things I'm still learning. I'm stubborn sometimes, you know. Sometimes I like to, like, prove that I can win eventually.
Right.
Speaking of my stubbornness, Danny and I were shooting a photo the other day. This was like 2 weeks ago while I was still in Los Angeles. And we needed a box. So she got a box from her car and we used it to, like, stand on something. And we went to the next location. And so I, like, put the box, it's, you know, like a wooden box, like almost like an Apple box. It's a crate. I put it, like, somewhere on the sidewalk, and we're walking, and Danny's like, hey, by the way, what'd you do with the box? Like, do you have it? And I was like, no, it's heavy, it's clunky. I didn't want to move from A to B. I just left it, like, in a bush. She's like, oh, like, we should go move it. You know, like, my driver's license is in it, the deed to my house, the pink slip to my car. I'm like, well, first off, why are these important things in that fucking weird box? And second off, like, shit, I'd love to go put it in your car, but I just don't have the time. You know, we were racing the sun. And so my stubbornness, even though a part of me was like, damn, we should probably go put this back, because if it gets stolen, it's going to be a problem.
Game over, yeah.
I didn't do it. My impatience led me to go do the shoot. Sure enough, when we came back, the fucking box was gone.
Ugh.
My heart drops, right? Because I told Danny, I was like, yeah, I'd bet money that it doesn't get stolen. Right?
How much money did you bet?
No, I would have. Well, she didn't take the bet.
Because you lost.
No, she looked at me, her heart just broke. And look, poor Danny. I'm like, oh, I ruined this girl. And so I'm like, all right, maybe, they're not going to lose hope. Searching through the bushes, it's gone, bro. So we go to walk back to the car, and I'm like, there's one more chance that whoever took this is probably like someone who's homeless and like scavenging is in the parking lot. Sure enough, bro. I see this dude, shopping cart mound of stuff in Danny's fucking box on the top of his cart. And Danny was like 50 feet ahead of me, okay, because I was still searching in desperation. And she was talking to him, and I see it, and I'm like, this is not gonna, I'm like, fuck, this is not gonna be good. So I walk up to him, and Danny's like, hey man, you know, it's my box. I go up to him, I go, nah! I grab the box, and Danny walks away now because I'm angry, right? And so I start motherfucking this guy. I'm like, is this your box? He goes, no, man, it was just in the park. I go, why would you take something if it's not yours? And again, I'm giving like a grown man a lecture on why it's bad to steal. He's like, it was in the park. I go, that sign is in the park. That car is in the park. Is everything here just free domain to take whenever you please, guy? And so I'm screaming at this guy. And Danny goes to the car, and I'm giving this lesson on why it's not good to steal. And I ended it with, and so never steal again, because you're not that guy, pal. And then this story sucks, bro. I've been talking for a while.
It also, unfortunately, also probably use it because you were reprimanding a homeless.
Hey, this gotta be the tradition. Every 100th episode has to be trash.
Jack's gonna be like, bro, you just talked for 20 minutes about screaming at a homeless.
Bro, you stole Danny's fucking box. Bro, he's looking through it.
He needed a place to live.
No.
He was gonna move into it.
No.
What was he gonna do with the pink slip?
He was looking through it.
He was gonna use it as a shower towel. Oh, I got a big slip. You can't say that.
Wow.
You can't yell at homeless people.
I'm glad a homeless person's disposition is funny to you.
I'm trying to help.
Oh, yeah?
There's so much gaslighting in here. If somebody throws on one match.
No, dude, he was looking through the fucking box.
Obviously, because he's probably hungry and looking for something.
But they're all fucking pink slip. He's going to eat a pink slip.
He could sell the car. But what I'm trying to say.
That's stealing.
I know, but it's once again back to the empathy thing that we talked about at dinner last night. It's very easy. No, let's get serious because it'll probably get cut anyways. But it's very easy. It's very easy to tell people who are in desperate situations in life how to act when you're looking for your next meal or how you're going to stay alive. That box may contain something in it that keeps you or your family alive.
I totally understand.
Do you understand? No, there's no way around that.
1,000%. Right. I get it, bro. If I was in that position, you know, I'd be doing the same
thing.
Yeah,
what's in
thing.
The box?
No, because I'm a dog, bro. And this guy probably was too. He's probably like, you know, fighting for his own.
Correct.
The problem is it wasn't his own. And I have no problem with the act, but if you do get caught, you need to understand there's going to be repercussions. Does that make sense? That's the one part. I'm not like there's
no. But you have
and by the way, I took it light.
No, but you have to understand that his, in those situations, like take it from somebody who's been desperate and been there before, the threat of repercussions do not equal the idea of staying alive and surviving.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to do what it takes to stay alive. So when you come up to him and say, yo, don't steal, do you know what he's going to do as soon as you walk away? Steal. Yeah. He's going to go back to do what he has to do to stay alive.
I get it. So what are we even like talking about?
Because I would just say, hey man, like that's mine. Like I understand that you're trying to stay alive, but give me the box. Oh, you're,
okay. Be slightly more considerate in how.
Yeah.
Mango?
Sure.
Awesome.
Dude, we are the worst guests.
To have in
your studio.
Just come in and trash the place and then be like, yo,
we come and we trash this place.
We're not using the footage.
We told Howie Mandel his shit looks like a weird dollhouse. I love Howie Mandel.
I love him.
He's so good.
He's so funny.
A very nice hacker hacked into one of my financial accounts a couple months ago. I don't want to say the name of the company, but it's a money sharing application where you can send money to people who, you know, cut your hair or whatever. And I was having trouble signing in, and I realized that my account had been hacked. And the account was connected to a way to use money. I didn't have access to the account for about 4 months. I signed back into it. I got access back by showing my ID, so on and so forth, and verifying my identity. When I signed back in, I realized that the person had actually, in June of this year, bought $3,000 worth of Bitcoin using my money. $3,000 was stolen from me. to buy Bitcoin. And while most people would say, yo, that's fucked up, the good thing about said financial sharing app is you have to prove your identity to then sell Bitcoin. So when I signed back into the account, the Bitcoin that he bought was now worth $5,000. So it was one of the best investments I've ever had, and it was done by someone else with my money.
The thief nearly 2x'd from Mike. Can you believe it? Thief slash investment guy.
So I just fucking, so I put in my info, sold the Bitcoin, transferred the money, and then canceled the whole account.
Just dude, he signs back and he's like, oh, feather hands. Oh.
Feather hands?
Paper hands.
No, paper hands, dude.
What's going on with this guy?
You're honestly out of control.
All right.
Well, that's it for episode 3. I want someone to scold me right now. Like, I don't know why. Yeah, so I want someone to say you did a bad job.
It's odd.
Sounds like you need a therapist.
Do you know Jacob, the random Swedish guy?
Yeah.
Who lives in my house?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I went in my LA house for the last time this past week. I think that it was my final goodbye. You were there, you saw. Yeah. It was
you got choked up.
Yeah. Just thought about all the memories in that house, you know, like an absurd amount of memories and transformation and just like growth for everyone that entered that house. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know. Trust me, I picked up a lot of weight.
Exactly, bro. It's like has the ability to like amplify. So much magic happened in that house in history, and it was sad leaving. But one day I was there alone. I was with a girl. We were in my room.
What are you guys doing?
What?
Nothing.
What were you saying?
What are you guys up to?
Anal. So we were in my room doing anal, and
you got a reaction.
David.
You like big anal's funny, huh, German?
He goes, yeah, anal, I like that.
He did say it like that. That's fucked up.
But yeah, anal, I like that.
Yeah,
anal. That was German.
I used
robot.
To do much anal in Dusseldorf.
Hey. I'm not laughing at that.
Yes, I'd fuck it right in the Frankfurter.
You're gonna break him, Mike. You smoked him. So look, I'm in the house with this girl alone in my room, and all of a sudden I hear a pop, 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 pop come from outside. And it sounds like...
You told this story on Impulsive.
Jacob.
What? I didn't tell you yet.
Yeah, you've told this story on Impulsive.
Have I?
Absolutely not.
Yes, you
no,
have.
No, I haven't. I don't think I have. But I'll just continue.
He's 100% like, you have. They cut it out.
No, I'll continue now.
All right, they did.
Well, then I ain't getting cut this time.
But I don't think you told this story before.
I don't know. But look, I said, here, pop, pop, pop. I'm like, whoa, what's good? But it sounds like it's coming from the neighbor's yard. Like, you know, I was alarmed. That's it. I noted it. 5 minutes later, pop, 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 pop. This time, it's right outside my back door. I go, damn. Some motherfucking... burglar, some vagabond's gonna about to come running in my house on some sort of murderous rampage because he knows I'm like home alone. You know, it was my last day in the house. And so I'm sitting there and I lock all the doors and I go into the bathroom. Mind you, I have no firearms because I moved, right? I live in Puerto Rico now, no firearms, and we're home alone and my fucking phone died. My phone died, it was on 1%, my phone died, so I couldn't call the cops. So I grabbed this girl's phone, I fully called the cops. I'm like, hey, I don't know what to do. I know what a fucking gun sounds like. Someone's outside with a firearm. I'm on the phone with the police, bro. What'd you say?
None.
But what am I gonna do? I have a broken fucking hand. That's the other thing. Like, I'm compromised. I literally had a second where I'm like, damn, as a man, I'm fully compromised. I can't, hand-to-hand combat's not possible. Right? My hand's fucking broken, it's in a cast. Again, no firearms, whatever. Call the cops. While I'm on the phone with the cops, telling them I think like there's a armed person outside. Bop, 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 bop.
Close range shit.
In the house.
Oh.
First floor. Now I'm like, damn, this is it, huh? I was like, this is it. We've heard these stories, right? Like, your house gets raided
supposedly
by thieves.
Supposedly we heard it on Impulsive already one time.
Yeah.
You did.
Well, I'll just keep going, I think.
I didn't interrupt you.
No, it's... All right. So, I'm like, damn, like, this is bad. I go, hey, they're in the house now. And the cops, you know, send the guys, send the team. And I hang up, me and this girl just chilling in the bathroom. Obviously, she's like...
kind of freaking out because she's seeing me panic. And I don't really, not panic, but I'm like definitely like activated.
She's bent over with an anal plugger.
Yeah. We was fucking the whole time. But it was an emergency.
What's the fucking problem?
No, I'm just kidding. Nothing like that was going on then, you know? So then all of a sudden I hear this knock at the door because I was able to fire off one text to Jacob, the random Swedish guy who was staying in like the guest house. Sweetheart, silent kid, and even this girl was like, could it possibly be Jacob? I'm like, no, he doesn't have a fucking gun. It's not him. Like, and the kid's probably asleep, right? I was able to fire off one text and it was like, hey, is anyone else in the house, right? Then my phone died. 10 minutes later, we're hiding in the bathroom. We hear a knock on the door and it's Jacob, the Swedish kid. He's like, Logan, is everything okay? And I open the door. I'm like, Jacob, bro, did you hear gunshots? He goes, oh, yeah. I just got my new CO2 pistol.
He's raw, he's Russian. Yeah, I just got my new CO2 pistol.
I go, were you firing it in the house? He goes, oh, yeah, I did not know you were home. I go, bro, the fucking cops are on their way here right now. Dude, if he walked outside, if the cops were like, what's good? Punch open the door, it's LAPD. Kick the door open. Jacob comes out, he's like, what is the problem? It turns into a fucking sprinkler. Like, the kid was this close. He was risking it all by shooting a CO2 gun outside because he was afraid of living there alone. So he wanted to test his defenses.
Smart,
but in the house? Nah, what was the deal with that? He goes, I thought that it was empty, but I wanted to make sure.
And by the way, in the process, I hurted my finger. That's an insider.
Yeah, he's not Russian, but that's the best Swedish accent I got. I'm working on it.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a message from our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. Mm. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in the line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. Process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew free when you use our code Logan at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Logan to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Thank you.
What's going on? What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, but it didn't happen yet. It's the only thing. And it'll have happened. That's why the two fights.
Elon Musk? just his name in general. Like, he's gotta be something.
Hey,
there.
Did you see that video where it looks like Elon Musk, but like Drake kind of swerves him? Did you see this? He like shakes his hand.
No.
You didn't see this?
Nah.
Let me try to pull it up.
Something tells me you saw it though.
Sick episode.
There's no way this is happening right now. There's no way. Like, this is a joke. This is not.
Bro, listen to me.
Like, we gotta do something.
No, stop. Let me just say this really quick.
Like, we can't even boldface and say this is the best podcast.
No,
we're not even talking. Like, hey, are you guys audio only? We're barely audio.
Not even audio.
He's barely visible. He just left us.
I thought you were sleeping now. He's passed out.
All right, let's jump right back into it.
Is there anything about NFT NYC?
Like this. He's got nothing. Go to NFTs quick. The audience loves him. Hurry, say something about CryptoPunks. Quick.
No, that's why I wasn't saying anything.
I gotta ask you, whose the fucking idea was it to
choose the idea?
Okay, listen, first of all, I've been making
these. Me too, I sunk like three already.
What was your question?
Maybe we play a game, dude. Maybe we just keep it real.
Nah, we just do that kind of stuff. I don't like it anymore. Oh. You wanna you guys like this? You guys wanna hit some sponsors?
If you've made it this far into the episode, ow.
Ow. If you made it this far into the episode, you're an Indian.
No.
Dude, I keep sinking these in, dude. I won't miss.
Let's just break for a hot second and recoup.
I think we've been in a break.
Cause
this is more of a breakup.
Listen, here's what happens. We always like find our like stroke, like our rhythm.
We're off to
like,
good start.
Midway through. Which we did for a second. I felt like we like were getting on to something, but then that, and then.
But then we're not.
Nah.
Didn't you guys have notes? I thought you guys said you had a bunch of things to talk about.
I don't think anyone said that.
I had that ghost one, but you guys didn't make that very cool.
Well, that was nice.
Dude, my whole.
Well said.
Dude.
I was sure it was a heckler in here, and I'd smack the shit out of him. You're a heckler or a homeless person. Either one of them's catching the fucking hands. I don't even give a fuck at this point. I can't take this shit. We also have like 100 topics that we really don't want to talk about. We got death at music festivals. We got Portnoy.
Let's talk about that. Not in a bad way.
Bro,
I bring out a bottle and smash it with his name.
No, because let me explain why. With his name on it.
Yo. Oops, Portnoy, my bad.
He's the guy who breaks the bottles, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good joke. Oh, no, but listen, I saw this thing, and mind you, I saw it on the internet, so I don't know if it's true or not. I wanted to confirm it with you boys here. That whole, like, article obviously was a sham and all that bullshit, right? But somebody...
Unfortunately, this topic may be outside of our grasp, and I don't think we can do this.
Yeah, I don't think... I think you kind of teed yourself up and then took the swing, too.
But by the way,
you guys want to talk about Portnoy? We're like, eh, he's like, well, you know,
he's innocent.
I was seeing this one thing, and we all know it's all bullshit, but the... What are you saying?
Well, I never said it was all bullshit.
Here's what I'll rewind the tapes. Everybody knows that spice is the essence of life. That can't be right.
No, but
I didn't
spice.
Know that.
Variety some of is the
should,
spice
should
of
we,
life. No, but let me
should
say
we
this.
Revisit this?
No, let's run this whole episode unedited.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean everything.
No, without 100%, not see, one
just,
cut.
You like it? And just see what happens.
What if we just do it over?
No, I don't
this
think so.
This is 300, bro. We can't be.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. I think it's
spectacular.
I think it's expected that it's super dope, and yes. Like it's fucking not.
And we don't. We just go worse. They aim
well,
this
game. No, but it's also representative of where we all are in our lives. I mean, dude, episode 100 is such an important episode to us. We had musical performances. We took so much time and care and effort because we were so focused.
Our guests fucked our audience members.
Correct.
Every one of our guests got laid by our audience members.
Episode
that
200,
odd.
We're like, yo, let's bring a huge guest on. Nailed James Charles. I nailed James Charles. Possibly not the best wording.
You're not cutting either because we're not cutting anything.
What I'm trying to say is this. We got James Charles on the show.
Yep.
There's nothing more representative of the train wreck that our lives have become over the past 6 months than this episode being pure dog shit. Pure, unadulterated canine feces dumped all over the faces of our unsuspecting victim fans who can do nothing now but watch as flaming bodies depart the train wreck as it crashes, barrels into a wall with no brakes, people running for their lives. Please fucking help me, I'm on fire. Why has episode 300 done this to me? I love this show. It's so fucking bad.
How did you think about all that?
That's where we're at, boys. That's where we're fucking at, dude. So I hope you enjoy this one, Jed. Free game. Because God knows this ain't going fucking nowhere.
Oh, Jesus, bro. Maybe the gunshot you heard in the ghost room was just a popper.
You look to the right, it wasn't that. He's like, what? I'm just throwing my new air pistol out. Do you guys mind? He's somehow got on set. Yo, I think I might have shit my pants mid-episode. I'm not even kidding, dude.
I wish you would have done that.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. You're enjoying from... Oh, my God. Do you know what I just realized?
He's giving us hand signals.
No, you know what I just realized?
He went like this.
You know what I realized? There's a whole green room watching this.
No.
Yes.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
Well, we can't cut that.
Hold on, let me go see what it looks like. Well, just talk about some bullshit.
So anyways,
so there's some bull.
Here's some more brand-friendly conversation.
Is it green room?
Do you guys ever think about your parents?
Yeah. So you guys can see us, bro.
This is how to stop that.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't be perverted.
Oh, fuck, hi. This is fucking insane.
Are we cutting all of this part?
It's, bro, not only is there a fucking green room, there's like a fucking girl watching, dude.
Is she like
just more? Like with popcorn like this.
Is she laughing at least?
No, she's when I walked in, she looked horrified.
Yeah, obviously.
It's probably what I said before you left.
She has nothing to do. She wants nothing to do with me. What did you say?
That's just a pretty weird
bro,
stuff.
Do you want to know why?
Before I left?
She just said, do you ever watch your parents while you're thinking about your parents while you're masturbating?
Bro, this is what I was saying. So you should stop smoking weed.
Well, I thought this is all shit that's going to be cut.
No, it's made also, you a weird pervert.
And also keep in mind.
I said that. I said stop being a weird pervert. Wow. Me, you're the
good
same
to see
person.
Yeah,
bro, keep in mind those people that I was describing earlier that were running from the train. She's one of them. she's just got off a flaming train car. She's screaming for her fucking life right now, dude, in the green room.
Let's talk about something that actually might matter. The fact that Facebook changed their name to Meta.
Time for NFTs, boys. Let's get in the game.
I just think it's important. I really do. I think this is something people should start thinking about. So if you believe, can we do something productive, boys?
Sure,
what
sure,
the
sure,
fuck
sure.
are you two giggling no, at?
No. Because, no, I'm laughing because I don't know why I'm laughing.
Yeah, see, that's what, dude, you got issues. You have major problems.
Well, you guys gave me drugs.
That's no, we didn't. No, we didn't. You demanded them from poor Kevin. He's younger than you.
I didn't. Don't do that. Don't paint me out to be a
He's barely 18. He's barely 18.
He's a child. He's one of the
that kid's a minor.
He's one of the child victims of the great impulsive train wreck. I'm 2021. The horrifying collision between the number one podcast in the world and a bridge.
But I'm gonna attempt to say something. I don't know what it is, but like, don't please don't.
I'm not saying.
No, seriously. Can I,
yeah.
Do you mind? If you mind, I don't.
First of all, bring that negative energy.
No, I'm with you now. I stopped.
It's fine. I just think it's important. I really do.
But why do you find it? Why would you?
Look. This makes too much sense to me. This makes too much sense. I just cannot see this happening any other way. If you believe everything is going digital, and I've said this before on this show before too, you'd also believe that eventually your digital life is probably going to be worth more and mean more to you than your physical life. I don't know how far out this is. 40 years, 50 years, 60 years.
Nah. It
Maybe
might not
closer?
Even be that far. Because Maybe think closer? About it. All right, let me ask you this question quickly, just on that topic. Would you rather delete your Instagram today or lose your car?
Why did you do that? Why did you do that?
I need you to go to a very alone place.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this. Would you rather lose your Instagram or lose your pet?
Well, that's life.
Well, that's what I'm saying. All right,
that's,
not the pet.
That's, okay, what are you talking about?
What I'm trying to make an illustration.
You're
going to
keep
here.
Your Instagram and not your pet, Mike?
I'm trying to make it. Well, it wouldn't be the first time he left one of his. Nothing from David? You have the dog. What? You're doing a great job taking care of it, by the way.
Broly?
Yeah. Broly. All right, but let me just illustrate. Seriously. Oh, no, seriously, what I'm getting at?
I felt like I was saying some really good stuff.
I really am trying to illustrate something here. All right. Instagram, your Instagram page is your digital life, correct?
Yeah.
Would you say that that's more important than something that currently exists
no,
in your regular
up,
life?
No, shut up, bro. Shut up. I'm on a roll.
Yeah, he kind of just said what he
you're
said.
On a, you're on a trot. Let's not take it too far.
All right, you're right.
Good.
roll.
How are you gonna clip this? What if, bro, what if someone wants to watch this clip of me talking about
that? Who would wanna watch this? Fucking suit, it's a fucking fatality. German crane collision. No one wants to watch it. It's gonna be on Faces of Death.
Someone will wanna watch this. Because I just, dude, I'm realizing now, so we look at our parents. Not one thing, huh? Not one thought. Not one thought.
Just talked about thinking about his parents while masturbating. And then you said that. I'm so sorry. George, is that why you laughed?
Yes, it is. Yes, because in my mind I go, pervert.
So we look at our parents. I'm so sorry.
All right, so we're all thinking about our parents.
No, I don't believe I can get through this at this point.
No. I won't break this.
I don't believe I can get through this.
I believe you can, man.
No. We look at our parents naked and we masturbate to them.
My fucking finger is broken.
Wow, so we only made...
I need a paramedic. Fucking Metro North has driven off the tracks.
This is...
Did you guys watch the last Impulsive
episode? This is nutty. No, bro, who watches these anymore?
We're literally... we should just simply do an intro right now for the Peter Schiff episodes, because that's what we're using.
Yeah, Peter Schiff episode is actually fucking fantastic. No, I think so too. I think
we're
keeping it
as much as possible.
I just want to say one thing.
Like the parents masturbating part?
Absolutely not. That's one of the only things we can keep. It's actually the whole episode.
Hey, sorry, pal.
Do you want to know what the title is? George masturbates to his parents.
Sorry, pal. Bro, congratulations. Zero pervert.
Oh, shit.
He clipped, he used the part where in the podcast where I joke around. I go, yeah, me and my girlfriend broke up, and I kept it very serious. And I said, yeah, she cheated on me. And
Steve,
like, what the fuck was Steve will
I got served that today, bro, 5 million views.
He cut right when I said that.
Yeah. Well, you know, Steve's a handsome guy.
He's a very handsome guy. He'll do it.
And he will. He's rich too now, so there's nothing not to like, you know?
Well, Steve will definitely not do it when it comes to my girlfriend.
I don't know if it's possible. I need to... It's just, I can't.
Maybe we just don't post this and we do a
good... Oh, brother. This is being posted. Boom.
Anyways.
Oh, shit. No problem. No problem. Oh, we have a problem? Yep. You want to come in and fix it? No, come on in. We're not using this anyways.
Not much going on today, huh? How about that Canelo?
Heard he's got a
Did you throw me your pen again?
Heard
what, right now?
Yeah.
Heard he's got quite the fight coming on tonight.
Yep, oh. Yep.
By the time this episode comes out, we'll even know what had happened.
Yep.
Would almost been smarter to just do this after the fight.
Yeah.
We could have talked
That's what I said no, before yeah, I no sat problem, down. No it's problem, what no I said. That's I said, fine, I said, should we do this tomorrow so we have a little bit more ammunition? And we're like, nah, it's only two fights. George is flying in and out just for the podcast, so we can't do it. You guys don't care about the metaverse?
I said I'd call.
No, we do. I swear to you, I will not interrupt. I'm dead serious.
Do you think they're doing that as kind of like a...
Georgie, fucking listen. Bro, this is... Please just fucking listen.
Okay.
I feel like this is important. I'm saying to you, like, you listen to me and start thinking about this. Just start thinking. All I'm here to do is plant seeds.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Go ahead.
Everything's going... Are you fucking kidding me? David. David.
Don't disrespect the meta. Would you stop assaulting people?
This would never happen in the digital world. Oh, my God.
All right. Everything's going digital. Eventually, the world will be accommodated and tuned for that. I really do believe that. I've said this before on this show. There's going to be a time where anyone in the world is going to be able to do this and become someone that they're not, or anyone that they want to be. And
conduct their life business as usual. And it's gonna mean a lot to some people because the amount of fun and the amount of experience and things and possibilities you're able to do in this world will be limitless. And that's exciting. This space, let's coin it now as the metaverse, although I read this Twitter thread the other day, which I really liked. The metaverse may also be, it could be interpreted as a point in time, the point in time where your digital life is worth more than your physical life, right? Where you don't want to take off those goggles. Do you remember going to the VR playground with, yes, the, with the guns? We put on the goggles, we ran around, yep, in a different world, and yep, with our friends, it was fun. Yep. I remember when I took those goggles off.
You didn't want to be here. You wanted to be back in the world.
It was more fun.
This isn't the first time that story's been told. There's movies about this.
No. But I'm saying now,
yeah,
especially now more than ever, it is happening.
Yeah.
And everyone should be thinking about how they're going to change and adapt for the metaverse. I really do believe that. It's.
Can you explain quickly for the people watching this that don't know even know what the what metaverse means? There's got to be.
It's
my mom watches this show.
Sure. So Robin, imagine the metaverse as like a it's a digital world essentially, and there can be.
It could be a universe.
There's going to be multiple of them, right? Facebook again just changed their name to Meta. Like that is fucking insane. Like the world in Ready Player One, right? That's Meta. Are you catching on? Like that's what's going to happen.
The currently metaverse people were not super happy about Mark and that announcement, right? Because they were like, that's a centralized metaverse, right?
So that's the thing. Because it's Facebook and because it's Zuckerberg and they have so many resources
and power.
Yeah, like I would presume that one day that Meta is going to be doing the same thing that Facebook is doing, right? Collecting your data and serving you very fucking targeted ads in your metaverse, which sort of defeats the purpose of the metaverse, and which is a byproduct and sort of stemming from being catalyzed by the blockchain, which is a decentralized system.
Right.
So it kind of ruins the point of the idea of decentralization. So this generation will be defined by the war on digital sovereignty. Okay.
I can't believe that you got that sentence. That was a good.
Who owns what and is able to do what that is morally responsible in these worlds that do not exist yet? Nike just filed for a trademark for their logo, a couple of their slogans, Just Do It, a couple of the other big ones in the metaverse, right? So imagine you put on your goggles and there's a Nike store in the metaverse. Or imagine. I don't know, like literally anything. It's limitless, and these spaces will be competing for audience and audience retention, and it's going to be crazy to see how each of these companies adapts and the new ones that come up that are going to be hosting these just hordes of people that are coming to go and chat with someone else or be an avatar and play a mini game and potentially earn a yield on a token, whatever it is. It's a really exciting space, and a lot of my thinking now, I'm actually catering it towards that because I just don't believe there is any other future besides one where your digital life becomes extremely, extremely meaningful to you, so much so that it's painful to take off the glasses or the goggles.
Well, I mean, imagine playing, and I know this sounds stupid, but imagine playing RuneScape as a kid, but in RuneScape.
Imagine anything.
Well, let's not use that one because you're just looking for rocks.
That was exciting though.
No. What about like Sims? Because at least you fucking do stuff like that.
Yeah, he's right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're like extremely horny.
Are you kidding me, bro?
Look,
but do you see what I'm saying?
Did I iterate that okay?
Did I say that okay? Does that make sense?
Boner.
No, we get it.
No.
Also, we all agree with you.
Well, hold on. So I didn't. Up until, by the way, I read the same post that you talked about, where he talked about like this quote unquote singularity moment,
right?
Singular moment. I saw that you liked it. And I was like, wow, after reading that post, it put it in such a great perspective. I wish we could like show that post to the people watching this. This is the first time where I feel like, yo, this is inevitable.
Inevitable.
We are moving into the meta, because bro, we are already in it. Make no mistake, you're on a podcast right now looking at hot chicks' profiles on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're here. It already exists. It's not going to happen. You're in it right now.
I know.
And every day we spend more and more time on these devices. Oh, you found the post.
Yeah, I found the tweet.
Say who it was.
from?
At Sean VP, Sean Peary.
S-H-A-A-N VP on Twitter. And it's a very good post. Like you said, though, the one thing that is scary about it being Facebook is when I walk into my metaverse house, I don't want there to be my wallpaper to be made up of Facebook ads.
No, 100%.
Imagine that you look to your wall that you spent good fucking Solana to build.
Yep.
And there's a banner ad.
There needs to be, and there will be, I don't know who it's going to be yet, fully decentralized metaverse. And hopefully someone builds it and does it right. Like, what is the Bitcoin of the metaverse? Like, what space is that? What's it called? What's the function? Why do we all use it? Is it the user interface? Is it the capabilities?
Most likely be codes, wouldn't it? To do more things? Because money makes you do more things, so codes in there would...
Yeah, I think you're onto something, George.
He's just still thinking about his parents right now.
Might be codes.
Codes. Think about it. If hackers in the game were like millionaires in real life, so they give you access to do things that you can't do.
You're right.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
It's insane, though. It's insane to think about. I'm going to be putting a lot of headspace into the metaverse. This is us. I think that's it. We're done.
Did you really not agree with my code?
It's obvious it's fucking code, George.
Oh, okay, well, then let me know.
He's like the blockchain. He's like, it could be code.
No, man. All right, whatever. So you don't get it.
Like, you really thought he did something.
This dude thought he was fucking Sherlock Holmes for a second. Wait one sec. Could be codes.
What if it's codes? You all ever thought of that?
Oh, but I thought of something while you were talking. You got me inspired.
Sure.
Okay, so check this out.
Here we go.
Security in real life are cameras, correct?
Yep.
But maybe security in the...
All of it. Think about all of it. Boom.
Hold on. So security in the...
What if he says our donuts? Like, you just agreed with them.
Donuts.
you can't just blindly agree with donuts.
Are like RoboCops?
It's not donuts. It's security in the meta world or whatever it is would be no cameras on you. Because you know how technically anybody can see what you're doing at any time? It would be protection to not let people see you.
Yeah, I thought you were going somewhere else.
You agreed with that? You just blindly just said
no. No, it makes sense, but like, obviously.
Why is everything I say obviously?
Because why would there be cameras?
I felt like that was a pretty, like.
Why would there be cameras in a digital world made of code where everything is replayable?
Nah, I feel like you threw the word code in there to remind me of my last thing I said.
Dude, me and you are buddies. And at the end of the day.
I don't know about it.
That's what you got to know. But I thought you were talking about you said, what about security in the metaverse? Like, yeah.
Of course. Protection.
What does security in the metaverse look like? What does transacting in the metaverse look like? What does chatting in the metaverse look like?
What is dating?
What does going to a theater in the metaverse, like all of it. All of it is going to be answered in the coolest way, and I don't know how far out we are.
I find it fascinating.
This is what I'm saying. No, listen to me.
And jocks, you know, like
this
flip.
This is what I'm saying. When we think of our parents, when I think of our parents anyways, I don't laugh. I just, obviously I don't laugh when I think of my
Why?
No, but you know, like us millennials, we think we're so fucking advanced, right? Because we had the iPhone and maybe our parents are a little slower with technology and we think we're fucking special and like, you know, change the world or maybe fucking it up, whatever we're doing. Dude, in 50 years, we're going to be our parents and our grandkids are going to be laughing at us because of how simplistic and basic this lifestyle was. It's just a fact. And it actually makes me a little
sad. We talked about this after the Dune movie.
I know, it makes me feel
like we're the pilgrims on Plymouth Rock. FOMO. Here's where
in his future.
Yeah, literally. Like they're gonna be living a life just as vivid as mine with so much more
cool
knowledge and capability. And that's insane.
Here's where I think
that's insane.
That can lead you to depression, man.
No, but obviously I feel like this life is incredible and I love it and it's all I know, but you know, my grandkids are gonna live a life that's so much more than this.
Do you know what I'm saying? Or is it far less? Do you know what I'm saying? Because you're actually living a real life. When your grandkids are living, they're gonna be living a digital life. Is that more?
You know what I'm
saying? Like when I look back at my grandfather, like
he worked at Remington Arms. So when the army called for him, he went to fucking Okinawa, Japan, and killed the imperialists. And I'm sitting here fucking jerking off to my parents. No, listen. Here's where I think the singularity lies. The so-called singularity. How do they bridge that gap between the real world and the metaverse as it pertains to feeling and
like sensation?
I know they're working on that, but and even more so, the core survival and sustenance tactics or ambitions that we have as humans. As a man or woman, we are here to eat, have sex to reproduce, so on and so forth. How do they bridge that gap?
That's Mike's life, by the way.
And reproduce.
He's like, all of them is just eating fuck.
Well, but you know what I mean. At our
I know core, what you mean.
At our core level, at our root level, that as systematic beings, that is what we do. You know what I'm saying? So how do you eat in the metaverse so that your human body receives that sustenance? Yeah. Here's what I think will happen. Okay. So you go to get a burger, obviously, and you're at the shop and you eat a burger, and in the real world, a IV bag pumps cholesterol and fat into your veins.
I mean, that's insane. That's like way far out, but it's possible.
That's possible, but codes.
What do you know? Codes are obviously it's codes. What do you mean? It's not possible. It is.
It is. You nailed it. That we're agreeing with you. Great job.
Like you might as well have said, "I'm sitting here." You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously.
Oh, nice.
I see that. Not with
nice.
Yeah. No, I wanted to say something.
Yeah.
All right. This leads me into a thought I had is what's harder, raising a child in this world, 2021, or raising a child in a world that doesn't exist yet?
Damn, I would say raising a child in a world that doesn't exist.
Am I the high one here? Would it be harder to grow a baby here or when the baby not here yet?
Young Melissa, I'm sorry. I'm unfortunately going to have to raise you in the void. The year is 2267. We have known nothing about this world. You can try walking. Unfortunately, it's going to be quite difficult because the code hasn't been written yet.
I meant like this, the world that doesn't exist yet, like the metaverse and this space that we're talking about, right? Like how do you effectively fuck y'all?
Well, no, but I will say this.
How do you live it up?
We're done. Listen. Thank you guys, the streamies. What about them?
We got nominated.
Oh, we did?
Well, we're gonna lose after this episode.
Well, what do you mean? This is a sure win.
Thank you guys for watching Impulsive, the 300th episode. If you did, we fucking love you guys. Let us know how much you either loved or hated this episode. I presume it'll be the latter. But make sure you let us know either way. We love you, and we'll see you next time. Take it easy. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.